Jeff Blankman joined here today by Randy Snyder. He is the new head baseball coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you been?
I'm good, Jeff. Excited about another season. Looking forward to winter being over.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're 24 days, I think, away from the 1st of March. So it's almost here, Coach. I got to ask, you've been out for a year. You're back in. How did this process kind of start with South Central Calhoun?
Well, I was really kicking around being an umpire, as dumb as that sounds. But I was doing all that and, you know, spending all that time to do that. And then I did some, and I really stunk at it. So I thought, well, I'll do something that I stink less at, and I'll coach. So I sent out some feelers and talked to a few people, and I happened to umpire a game last year with some Lake City kids, South Central Calhoun kids on it, met some parents. I just gave them a little advice when they would come to the plate, and pretty soon I had a lot of interest. And we worked with a few kids, and it just kind of spiraled after that. And you know, when Jackson stepped down, a couple of parents texted me and asked me if I'd be interested. And Lori didn't say no, so I was interested. So that's kind of where it went from there.
I got to ask, what was that conversation like?
It was, she didn't say no.
Okay.
No, she's very supportive.
Yep.
In fact, we went up to the field the other day up at Litton and picked up some equipment and looked around, and she gave me some more advice. And, you know, she's a gem. So, I will always have a fan wherever I coach.
Yeah, you've always kind of said she's a big part of what you've been able to do in coaching baseball for the years that you have. So let's talk about those early discussions with the officials there at South Central Calhoun. Did they reach out to you, or when you sent out the feelers, was that kind of your way of saying, hey, I'm interested in this?
Well, they advertised for a coach, and a couple of parents that I had been talking to encouraged me to apply. And you know, unfortunately, Jeff, nobody applies for these jobs.
Right.
You know, and the most unfair thing in the world is to have a group of kids that, you know, people don't show interest in. And it was really discouraging. I felt really bad for the baseball program, number one. And pretty soon they had a couple of applicants, which was great. In fact, I hired Dan Mulder as my assistant coach from Manson, and he's a great guy. So anyway, that's kind of how it started. It was more me than them. I was interested, but, you know, I'm just grateful that DJ Erkenbach and the guys and all the school board people are giving me this opportunity.
And you mentioned kind of putting a staff together. How has that process gone so far?
Well, I hired the only other person that wanted to be a head coach. I wanted somebody that's better than me. I've always had coaches around me that were better than me. I never want anybody around me that knows less than me, because that would be null and void. I mean, he sounds like a great guy, and we agree on a lot of the same concepts. We know a lot about baseball, but we haven't coached a lot of baseball together. So he's going to be the assistant in JV. And then I have a couple of other people that want to be involved. I'm not going to name them right now,
right,
but they have experience with the program, and I really need somebody either in the building or on the staff last year also to kind of help up and give direction. And it's only fair to the kids to have as many coaches as possible. You know, there's 20-plus kids, 9 through 12 out, and then possibly 12 to 15 eighth graders, and then another 12 to 15 seventh graders, as far as I know. So it's going to take a lot of coaches and a lot of time. And I'm no young man, as you know, but feel like we're going to need a lot of bodies. And there's a lot of interest there. They've had a lot of successes in other sports, as you know, Jeff. And, you know, their baseball has been really close. They were 9-12 last year. Looking at the stats, their pitching staff, about 95% of it all comes back. They're not a bunch of veterans, but they're not that young either. They started a eighth grade catcher last year who did a really admirable job. And, you know, they have some skills, and, you know, they're just not known for the baseball yet. And we're hoping, Dan and I are coached, Mulder and I are hoping that we can, you know, maybe push him over the end there. Jackson, I thought, did an admirable job. I watched a few of his games, and I'm not going to come in and change something, you know, make a lot of big changes. We're just going to try to make some subtle changes, maybe coach the mental end of it a little more, just a mindset that's a little different. You know, to have 20-plus kids give up their summers to play baseball is an admirable thing and unselfish. And so that's kind of the direction we're going.
And I know you told me before the interview that you've had a chance to meet with the kids, and that meeting seems like and sounds like it went extremely well.
Well, it's been a lot of years since I've been in their building up there at Lake City. And I was really nervous. I didn't know if there'd be five people in there, a bunch of crickets chirping or whatever. I didn't know if anybody would even be interested with if I was head coach. And, you know, we had 20-plus people in there. They kind of trickled in a little late. They went around their schedules and stuff. But there's a lot of interest and a lot of want to. Now, I accused some of them of skipping out of class just to come to the meeting like I would have at the other school. But it's like they were all genuine about it. So, you know, I was pleasantly surprised, and, you know, they seem like very genuine young men. So I'm anxious to get to work with them.
What's the schedule going to be starting here soon, I'm sure, with getting pitchers and catchers in, and then when you're able to get the whole team together and start going? When are you hoping to get all of that process started and kind of scheduled and let everybody know what's going on up there?
Well, with their facilities, basketball, ladies basketball uses the gym, and we need to use their gym when that's open for pitchers and catchers. And, you know, you can only have 10 boys in there throwing baseballs without somebody getting hurt. So we have to schedule it around them a little bit. We can practice 7 days a week, which changes things a little different. We can be a little more open. But like I said, Clive and the guys have a good basketball season going. We don't want to interrupt that, but it's just trying to get everybody at least two times a week together to throw baseball and do some different workouts and just try to get them going. I know just talking to a few of the kids last year, they complained about sore shoulders, sore arms early in the season, and we were just trying to alleviate that a little bit. So, you know, we try to do the best we can. The state's done us a nice job of giving us those 15 dates to work with them earlier, besides pitchers and catchers. So, you know, we're just going to have our hands full bouncing around. I know they're going to have a really good golf season. They return everybody, and they missed by one stroke last year. Their track guys are really good. Their sprinters are really good. The best part about that is they're both athletes off of both teams are going to play baseball. So it's just trying to talk them into taking their glove to a track meet or a golf meet and playing catch out on the fairway or inside on the track of the field. So I haven't talked to the tracker or the golf coach yet, but that's what I'm hoping I can get done.
You've tend to had some great pitchers in previous stops. You mentioned earlier that you feel like you've got some guys to be able to throw around. Is pitching going to be that focus early to get things kind of jump started and get this program maybe reaching levels above where they've typically been at?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this on this interview, but they return all their pitchers, not by 95% of the innings. And, you know, Charlie Natras, talking to him, he's really anxious. He's going to be a senior this year. And he had, I'm looking for my stats. He had a good year for him.
Yes.
I know there's an Albright boy,
Aiden.
Also.
Yep.
And I'm going to miss somebody. I'm going to apologize right now to the boys, Arden James, Elf Albright. And there's another senior, that was out last year with him, a couple of them. And we're just going to, it's Derek Grieve or, yeah, and he's another pitcher. And then every one of their, when they filled out their sheet, they all filled out that they were just about all pitchers. So that's really a good sign. So they're open to that. And there's three catchers on the roster, too. So they say they want to catch. And I know they started the eighth grader last year, and he did a really nice job. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of bodies at pitchers and catchers. And this time of the year, everybody's a pitcher. So we just want to get those arms going.
Yeah, how quickly do you feel you can get to know a whole new group?
It's going to take me a while to remember the name. I tell them, every time I give you a fist bump, you have to say your first name. So I get going. But I've learned about three or four of them, and that's the problem, not being around them every day, not being right in the building. And, you know, it's going to be a process. But like I've told them in the pregame, you know, I don't know how much stuff I'm actually going to be able to teach about baseball, but nobody will be more important than the players on their team. And my coaches and I, we will make sure that you understand that you do not undervalue yourself, not only in life, but on this baseball team. So they'll get to know me. They all know my name. The problem is just for me to remember theirs. And we start putting them in position, it'll come.
Absolutely. And Coach, you just made a really good statement there a moment ago. I know in covering teams that you've coached that it's not always about the W's and L's. Those are really important, and you've had an awful lot of W's in your career and not many L's. But it's about building young people for you and getting them prepared for the future. That is kind of your biggest satisfaction, I think, of what you do.
Yeah, winning's a lot of fun, and those dog piles are cool and memorable. But, you know, there's so many life stories, life lessons we're trying to teach the kids. And, you know, the parents at Kemper were very good, and they helped me a lot. It takes a village to raise a kid, a young man. And, you know, I feel that same way at South Central. You know, the parents that I've met, they're passionate about their kids. They want them to do well, you know, and they come from a good core as far as family life. You know, we're just trying to, you know, we're trying to support that, you know, put a little more life into it if we can, you know, and help them understand failure, help them understand adversity, because baseball is just full of adversity. And, you know, you're going to fail more than you succeed. So if you can play baseball, we always felt that you're going to be able to, you know, swing the door to the positive side easier and the negative side to understand it.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I'm excited. I know you're excited. I may even have to drive up there. Years ago, I used to be able to drive by the stadium and watch you throw in batting practice and having practice a little farther for me to drive to do that to see up in Litton, but I may have to swing up there in a morning or something when you guys are doing something just to watch you coach again. But looking forward to covering you and that team coming up this summer. I welcome you back after, you know, the 1 year away from coaching. So excited to get a chance to catch up with you. And, you know, I'm sure you're going to be excited to do radio interviews with us every week throughout the summer.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And Lori doesn't get much sleep because now I'm watching baseball videos and pulling up all this stuff, and we're all digging out where all the balls are and all this junk. So we put away the Christmas stuff now, and we get out the baseball stuff again. So, yeah, we're really excited here, Jeff. And as always, we appreciate your coverage, and we're looking forward to seeing you up north.
Absolutely. And I'm anticipating that Laura is going to be taking tickets. So Lori's going to be taking tickets at the gate like she has in the past, right?
I'm pretty sure she'll be involved somehow. So we thank you again, Jim.
You bet. Thank you. Head coach Randy Snyder again, the new head baseball coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans.